Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You, refuge, rock, redeemer. You, refuge, rock, sublime.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Mayor Winningham has won two Emmys and been nominated for an Oscar. She's probably best known for her work in films like Georgia and her recurring character on the TV series Grey's Anatomy. But Mayor is also a singer and songwriter, and she's currently pursuing a couple of musical projects. One is the new production, 10 Million Miles, a musical built around the songs of the popular singer-songwriter Patti Griffin at the Atlantic Theatre Company. The other is this new record. It's her third, and it has an unexpected mix of country, bluegrass music, and Jewish themes. Mayor, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So, Refuge Rock Sublime, this is a result, or at least it's a musical result, of your conversion to Judaism a couple of years back.
Yeah.
What prompted that?
Oh, my. The short version?
Please.
I was around 40 years old, and I sort of finally declared myself an atheist and sort of thought I'd be comfortable with that. But I guess I felt the need to make the proclamation for some reason. And then upon doing so, I started having really, really strong feelings that I ought to find out maybe what I was rejecting completely before I rejected it. So I went to a class at like an introduction to Judaism, because I figured I'd start with the Jews because they were the first monotheists. And I had been raised Catholic and rejected all that. And anyway, taking the class was, you know, that would get into the longer version of the story. But basically everything I did, all my homework, and it began a slow, lovely year of kind of loving Judaism.
So now, do you find it, when it came time to write songs, was it an uneasy marriage, this kind of traditional Americana sound, the mandolins and the banjos? And...
Well, that came from about a year into my class, the rabbi who taught the class, they were honoring him, and I wrote a song for it that's on the record called A Convert Jig, and I actually hadn't converted then. But I sing country music, and... of course, when you think country music, you think Jews.
And of course.
I wrote that kind of as a humor. Well, it was to honor him, but I was kind of taken with the idea of combining the... I mean, Kinky Friedman did it first, but
yeah.
I thought, well, you know, there needs to be more of this. And
so it started as kind of a good-natured thing.
Yeah, and then became sort of serious when I went to Arkansas last year, and I did a film there. And just happened to coincide with this bluegrass festival rolling into town. I met these amazing musicians. Everybody sits around, shares music. It's very campfire-y, hootenanny type, you know, join in if you want to. And that just really kicked it all off. I met my musical muse and this guy, Tim Crouch, this fiddle player from Arkansas. And I gave him the demos of all these little Jewish-themed songs, and we decided to kind of tailor it toward a country album.
Well, now there's a song called Valley of the Dry Bones, which, you know, it has this biblical imagery, you know, the book of Ezekiel and all of that. There's a very striking video, very beautiful, very abstract for this song, which I have to confess, I went a little green around the gills when I saw it the first time, because it begins with a skyscraper kind of bursting into shards, and then they're kind of in very abstract ways moving through the empty streets of the city until they kind of put themselves back together. So comforting at the end, but man, that must have been... Did you have second thoughts about that?
Actually, this is a trip that you're mentioning this, because my boyfriend made that without telling me and then showed it to me. A company in France does all those... I don't know what you call them, video graphics?
Yeah, CGI, all the computer graphics.
Yeah,
you know,
and he thought
graphics.
That... the theme of the song, you know, that nothing is beyond God's bringing back, would be quite striking with using the, obviously it recalls the World Trade Center. Now here I am at your studio, which is around
away,
the block
yeah.
from, and I got here a little early so I could pay my respects, having never been here before. So yeah, I had no idea you would have ever seen that. I think it might have just been stuck up on YouTube, but I've never heard anybody say they saw it. You're the first.
I think it was actually on a beta version of your website, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
The Refuge Rock Sublime website.
Wow.
Anyway.
I had no idea. All right, well, good.
But anyway.
anyway, it is difficult to watch at first, but if you make it through it, like all difficult things, you are hopefully comforted at the end. And yes, you're right, the skyscraper does put itself back together.
Here's a little bit of the song from my guest, Mayor Winningham. It's called Valley of the Dry Bones. Valley of the Dry Bones is from the new album by the actress, singer, and songwriter Mayor Winningham. The album is called Refuge Rock Sublime. We talked about the video that accompanies this. It is really a striking and arresting video, and there's a link on the soundcheck page of our website, actually going up as we speak, at WNYC.org. Mayor, you wear many hats, obviously. Refuge Rock Sublime is only your third album since 1992. How do you juggle it all? Is that what it, I mean, does it take 5-7 years to find the time to make a new record?
Well, you know, I've made my living as an actress, and I've never made a living as a musician. So that's probably more why it takes a while. I financed all three albums, which was also kind of great, I think, to be able to own them and do what you want with them. But these are small releases, you know, that, they come about one every 8 years. Although Tim and I have made a vow to try and do one a year.
Tim Crouch.
Tim Crouch, my producer, now that I found him.
So was this the kind of music that you grew up listening to, even if you didn't grow up Jewish? Is at least the bluegrass part something from your
Here's
past?
Here's what I grew up listening to. My mom was on Hollywood Squares when I was in second grade, and one of the prizes she won was an 8-track cassette recorder and 100 cassettes of her choice. So I grew up and my musical taste was formed by her folky sensibilities. So it was, you know, the Smothers Brothers and the Weavers and the Herman's Hermits and Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass and the Kingston Trio, and you get the picture.
Right. And yet somehow Joe Strummer worked his way in there in the 70s.
I loved this interview you just had. I thought that was fascinating. That came courtesy of my younger brother, who was a huge Clash fan before he was on the train before anyone else. So he's ahead of his time.
But the sounds of kind of traditional American music, that's something that was in the house.
Yeah, and it suits my voice, and I have always always sung gospel music, but that was another reason I needed to make this record, because, you know, that's Jesus-based, and I felt like, well, there's got to be those sounds available for, you know, another religious community.
So do you look at something like Karav Yom as Jewish gospel country?
You know, I stole
singing?
That from a Theodor Bekel record that I got from an old lady who had all of his albums. And then I subsequently met him and got to tell him that I ripped off that version of that. He has great albums. And that's more of the sort of Israeli folk thing that I also was sort of feeding into this record. So bluegrass courtesy of Tim and his fellas that I met in Arkansas, and then the, you know, the Hebrew or Israeli folk scene I got mostly from Theater Bacal and listening to those kinds of records.
Well, this is also from Mayor Winningham's new record. The album's called Refuge Rock Sublime, and this is her rendition of the Hebrew song Karev Yom.
Karev Yom, Karev Yom, Ashehu lo yom velo laila. Karev Yom, Karev Yom, Ashehu lo yom velo laila. Ram Choda, 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 Ki lecha yom av lecha laila. Shomrim afked, afked le'ircha, gam bayom v'gam balayla. Karev yom, karev yom, ashehu lo yom ve'lo layla. Karev yom, karev yom, ashehu lo yom ve'lo layla.
The song is Karev Yom, one of three Hebrew songs on the new record by Mayor Winningham, the album called Refuge Rock Sublime. Mayor is performing one night only at Joe's Pub, and that one night is Sunday, June 17th at 9:30. And one of the reasons that you're only doing one night at Joe's Pub is basically you're at the Atlantic Theater Company pretty much every other night of the week.
Yep.
With this musical called 10 Million Miles. With all the TV and film stuff that you've done, you haven't really done that much stage work. And this, I understand, is your New York stage debut.
Yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. This is what I parented for 2 decades for to get to this point. I just couldn't do a play because I had a lot of kids. And the last one just went off to college.
Define lot.
Now mama's free. I had five.
Five, okay. And, that's good.
Is that a lot? That's a lot.
My mom had nine.
Oh, that's really good. My dad's one of eight. Yeah, and so I hadn't done a play in New York, and that has always been a dream of mine. And to have it be a musical of Patty Griffin's stuff is just, for me, the
So
best.
Were you a Patty Griffin fan?
Big one, yeah. And as is the other gal in the play, Irene Malloy, we're both huge Patty fans, so much that we were tongue-tied when we met her, but she's very shy as well. So she attended a couple of our rehearsals, and we got to see her at the Beacon the other night. She'll be back for opening night on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
And singing her songs every night. Well, I get to play like six different characters, and I get to sing different songs as different characters. So this is really an e-ticket for me.
So the story is basically, and it's been in previews for a couple of weeks now, although, as you say, official opening night is Thursday. The story is this young man, young woman, they're driving north up the East Coast.
Yeah, it's a road trip, a simple, you know, dysfunctional love story, if mm-hmm. you will. And these two kids are going from South Florida up to Massachusetts to drop her off.
The car is the set.
The car is the set. The truck, the Toyota.
It's there, center stage. It gets moved around a bit, but it's there the whole time. And you, as you say, you come and go, and you're a different character each time. Is there a special challenge to having to do that kind of quicksilver change?
It's a blast, and I used every day of rehearsal to set the behaviors and set every little detail. But that's the fun, right? I mean, what could be better?
Now, to talk about all the different hats again, you know, stage actress, screen actress, singer, songwriter. Have you found it hard to get people in, who know you for one thing, acting, to take you seriously in another thing, in the music endeavors?
I might if I paid attention more, but I don't know. I just kind of look, we've all seen actors who sing and they shouldn't be singing, so, you know, I understand that's a potential nightmare, but, I always thought that I had something to offer there, and so I kept kind of plugging away at it.
Well, now your longstanding character on Grey's Anatomy died last month.
I bet the big one.
My condolences. Just a although you're looking ago. Great for someone who's been dead for 4 weeks.
For someone whose colon was perforated, you're looking pretty good.
So, will you be? You know, will this give you an opportunity to now look for more musical things? I mean, literally
I hope so.
For musicals and stuff like that.
You know, I I really would love to promote Refuge Rock Sublime a bit. And the record came out and I got this job right away. So I sort of set things on hold for that. I would love to tour with Tim and his pals and do a little bit of that. And I'd love to play colleges. I think there might be a little Hillel community there I could maybe get in on. So musically, I would like to do that. And frankly, I fell in love with New York while I've been here. So if this leads to more theater, I'll be a happy camper with that.
All right. Mayor Winningham is in concert this Sunday. It's the only night you can see her performing her own songs at Joe's Pub at 9:30. However, you can see her most nights at the Atlantic Theater Company at the Linda Gross Theater, which is on West 20th Street in Chelsea, in the play, the musical, 10 Million Miles, set to the songs of Patty Griffin. And Mayor, good luck with the show, and thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
That's going to do it for today's sound check. On the program tomorrow, Sonic Youth recorded Daydream Nation nearly 20 years ago. The album's impact is still being felt in indie rock circles. Tomorrow we'll look at how a collection of dissonant guitar noise became a seminal rock album. Also tomorrow, the 12-piece, cocktail-loving pop band Pink Martini. There are many ways to listen to Soundcheck. Our archives and podcasts are online at WNYC.org, and you can check out the comments feature and leave your own thoughts on our website as well. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise, Joel Meyer, and Allison Lichter, with Patrick Rivers and Alicia Abbott. Our senior producer is Gisele Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next Soundcheck.